You're here before us today to argue the petition for appeal in Jason Wayne Fridley versus Commonwealth. As you know, you've argued these before. You have 10 minutes for your argument to the court, and you may proceed when you're ready.
Thank you. May it please the court, I am James Doss. I'm appellate counsel for Jason Wayne Fridley. This is essentially an appeal of a sentence being imposed at a second revocation hearing. The background for Mr. Fridley was that in 2015, he was sentenced to 15 years, 10 suspended, and as a...
Mr. Doss, there's no dispute that that initial 15-year sentence was within the statutory range and therefore was an appropriate and legal sentence, is there?
Well aware that it is within the statutory range. The next remark I was going to make on his original sentence was that because it involved substance abuse and manufacturing methamphetamine, he was referred to and served his active sentence in the therapeutic community. Then on his release, his probation was revoked. That is, a violation letter was brought essentially based on his drug abuse problems. And with that, there were two revocation proceedings, as well as two bond proceedings, one for each, in the matter of
Mr. Doss, do I understand the record correctly that after he admittedly committed a violation of the terms of his suspended sentence, there was a revocation hearing in July 2020, and he vowed to the court that going forward he would comply with all of the terms of his suspended sentence if the court continued to show him leniency, and that within 24 hours of that hearing he had violated those terms yet again, and over the next 30 days committed multiple violations of the conditions of his suspended sentence, including significant violations of the suspended sentence. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
If a suspended sentence is a second chance, and the initial revocation order of July 2020 represented at least a third chance, we're here on at least the fourth chance for him to not serve the full sentence, correct?
That is correct, and obviously in this proceeding, the only argument that he would have left is abuse of discretion by the trial court. I would phrase it in a form of, with the initial revocation, where
Mr. Doss, didn't Mr. Fridley assure the court that if he could be released, that he would, as Judge Russell said, he would not do anything that could be seen as a violation of his probation or suspended sentence, and that if he did, he would serve his entire 10-year suspended sentence. And when he did those multiple violations that Judge Russell just referred to within literally days, the trial court revoked 5 of the 10 years, but resuspended the remainder, the other 5. So he didn't have to serve all 10 years as an active sentence.
No, he did not have to serve of the remaining 10, what I was attempting to say in this fashion as far as the proceedings went, that with the first revocation hearing, he got what he asked for, which would have been a potential release into a residential program after having been held for some 58 days. And then immediately upon his release, he violated again, which I would submit is not a new violation, but rather contempt of court. What he did to start with was absolutely in violation of his instructions, although initially that was in the nature of just failing to stay at his mother's home, and secondly, relapsing with drugs, knowing that he would fail a drug screen. The subsequent violations after that, he testified that, well, he was going to be violated anyway, so he might as well go the full distance and commit some other offenses. But initially, what got him immediately back before the court was just being contemptuous. And as far as the discretion of the court, yes, I am, of course, well aware that the change now in the sentencing revocation guidelines is not retroactive. And additionally, in Allegheny County, Virginia, which instituted a drug court shortly after this proceeding, that would not be retroactive either. But the question, I guess, would be whether the court's imposition of the 5 years, along with a second trip to the therapeutic community, or at least a referral to the therapeutic community, the question would be whether that would be an abuse of discretion or an imposition, if you will, of a lot of justice. As to the question of whether the court could have imposed the entire 10, yes, I have to concede that the court could have, as long as the court does not abuse its discretion. But this is a circumstance where, at least as far as methamphetamine abuse is concerned, the legislature, I would submit, has recognized that the Commonwealth of Virginia cannot imprison its way out of the drug crisis, and that the courts should consider some alternative besides substantial prison sentences. In response to the question asked a little while ago as to whether do the entire 10. If he failed again, yes, of course, he would say any time if it would cause the jail door to swing open. And that is because of his drug problem.
But Mr. Dawes, you have exceeded your 10 minutes now. Is there something very briefly you want to summarize?
Thank you very much for allowing me to do that, and if the court would consider my argument. Thank you.
All right. Well, Mr. Dawes, we appreciate your argument today. If there are no further questions for Mr. Dawes, then the case is...
I have none.
All right. Thank you, Judge Haley. Judge Russell?
None.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Dawes. The case is submitted, and the court will be back in touch with you with a decision shortly. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.